Here, the ball's over here, and you need to go out and play with mom because I got to do the podcast.
The podcast has begun. We should put a GoPro on Hugo.
Rubber boots, rubber boots. 1, 2, 3, everybody get set. 4, 5, 6, are we having any fun yet? Here comes Jimmy with the rubber boots pod, presented by bedtape.net. He's 100% free. No gimmicks, no strings, you're free. We'll talk about life and a little sport. Now you know we're gonna play some games. But if nothing else, you know you're gonna have a laugh.
I'm going to get heavy right off the top.
Oh.
This came to me just this morning. We were talking about my previous dog, Thumper. When I was a kid, I had a dog named Thumper. And we used to, or my parents really, my mom was a teacher. My dad worked all day, three kids all in school. So Thumper would get locked in their bathroom, their ensuite bathroom, which is a tiny little bathroom back in Blackburn Hamlet. Mm-hmm. So I started thinking about that bathroom, and it just came back to me, you know, the way, like in movies when traumatic things come back from childhood.
Yeah.
Hugo.
I can hear him barking already.
No, that's Thumper.
It's coming back to me as well.
Thumper's coming back.
Thumper.
Oh my God. Oh, wow.
Their ball's right here. Why are you looking under the chair when the ball's right in the middle of the room?
Is this usually
in the, in the agility exercises, the dog does the running.
Yeah, take it easy.
Season 1, episode 1, I talk about the daddy baths that I had with my children.
Yes.
And which were innocent and sweet and beautiful, but you turned them into something else.
Stop if this gets creepy, but when my kids were like 1.5 and 3 and 4, we had this thing called daddy bath. So
got creepy already.
No, is that wrong?
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, creepy really quick when you said daddy bath.
No, if you're in...
It was actually Lisa LaFlamme who told me, Canada's news anchor. She said, I listened to your podcast, and then you started talking about daddy baths, and that was it for me. I was out.
So to recap, she listened to a bit of episode 1.
Half an episode. So anyway, I'm tying this all together. Thumper was locked in that bathroom. I start thinking back about that bathroom. And when I was, I wish I could say I was 3 or 4, but 6 to 8.
Okay.
I think I moved to Blackburn Hamlet when I was 7, maybe 7, 8. I don't think I like to shower a lot.
Most kids don't.
Most boys don't. Yeah, exactly.
So mom would ask me to shower, and I wouldn't like showering. So she would just throw me in the shower with my dad. And I would sit on the floor of the shower playing with whatever, while my dad showered. So... This is something that I just had never thought about in 20 years, 30 years, and now it's hit me that like my dad was showering and I was sitting underneath him on top of the drain.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
This is a safe place.
That's pretty disgusting. How big was the shower?
Holy smoke, man.
Like a little tiny one-person shower.
Oh. Yeah, how big could it have been back then? Yeah.
The way I got clean in grade 3, 4 was by the drips off my dad's body.
Unclean body. Jesus.
Wow.
As someone who has children that are just a little bit older than you when this was happening, that was wildly inappropriate.
No, it was not inappropriate. It's just things were different back then, and that's the only way mom could jump in with dad, have a shower. And I wouldn't even look up at what was above me. I would just sit and play with my little toy sitting on the drain. But I was having a shower today. Actually, I was having a shower and Hugo came in the shower. And that's when it all came back to me. Thumper in the bathroom, me underneath my dad. I was not traumatized. I think I was led a pretty normal life considering I showered underneath my dad's scrotum.
Yes.
Wow. It's right up there with Kramer making a meal in the garbage with it in the shower with the garbage disposal from Seinfeld.
When are you getting out?
I'm not. I'll see you later, buddy.
Should we start now?
Germaphobe.
Start the pod now?
Yeah.
I thought we were in.
That was just for Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, my mom, happy birthday, mom. She just turned 88 years old on the weekend.
Nice. Wow, good for happy her. Birthday. That's good. That's a big one. Happy. Eric Lindros.
Yeah, she's Eric Lindros right now.
Michael and, Nylander.
She has started to peruse the Scoff's postings on Instagram about the podcast.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, no.
She likes, so hi, mom. Everybody say hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
Why did you let me shower underneath that?
Why?
I love you, mom, but that just seems, in retrospect, a lot of things.
It was the 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, things were different.
Absolutely.
My dad was a fairly clean different. Man.
Let's hope.
Anyway, my mom has started to watch the videos that Stoff posts. So I'm a little troubled, a little concerned by this. She was worried about the fact that you put a poll up to see what kind of eye surgery I should have.
Yeah.
She said, Jamie, you better not go double pirate. Stoff has the pirate behind him today.
Double pirate.
So what won the poll, Scott?
The single pirate.
Single
extraction.
Yeah. So single extraction.
Wow. It was close though. Bad. It was almost a double pirate.
Oh, the double pirate got a lot of votes. So the typical the two surgeries that I'm considering.
Yeah,
got
no one really wants you to get the mono, whatever that one was called.
Yeah. I say that if we get 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, you go pirate.
There's a U.S. politician. He's a Trumper who's pirate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a jerk. I don't like him, but he's the pirate thing he pulls off.
You can be the good pirate.
I wonder how his eye was put out.
I like that.
We had a, we took Buddha down to, what was that, Lester?
And I wonder how his eye was put out.
I don't even know what your jokes mean, but I'm trying to pay more attention to them.
Well, I think you do what I meant. I think you knew exactly what I meant.
Buddha was back at the eye doctor today because they're also considering extraction pirate dog for Buddha.
Oh, that would be good for you both.
But for now, they're just trying to continue these drops that we give him that cost us a fortune. We give him 16 drops a day. Today was another. Hey, Brooksy, what was the drop bill today? Brooksy, how much were the drops?
Two handbags.
He's going full Will Ferrell here.
The meatloaf.
Hey, Mom. Brooksy, where's the meatloaf?
Where's the meatloaf? Ma, the meatloaf!
$300.
$300 today?
Today.
And how long will those last?
Those will go for like 3 weeks, maybe.
Holy
Two
cow.
Weeks.
Seriously.
So should I just go do the pirate? But the pirate's $4,000 or something. But that'll be like six months of drops.
There's one other option too.
Stop that.
Come on, Puffy.
I wouldn't, you know what would happen to me if I even suggested that? I'm out. I'm off the podcast. That's it. A pirate.
That's right.
For real though.
It's true. That's true. Puffy, how's your the family of possums? We have a bunch of Puffy updates this week. How are the possums in your engine?
My engine is all good. I did buckle and got the front brakes done. Safety first, as always.
Did they say what animal had invaded your engine?
Mice? No, they didn't. It was just a large nest. They did show it to me, the picture, but it was just a large nest. So I don't know if they were in there at the time or if my engine killed them all.
Wow.
Probably the latter. Happened. Yeah.
Yeah, you and I are mass murderers. But
I didn't realize
take...
it was. This seems to be a common problem, though.
Yeah, nests in the engine.
Yeah,
I think it's if you don't drive your car, though. You have to not drive your car for a few days.
No, this was with the car that we drive quite a bit.
That makes no sense to me. Yeah. How could they form a nest?
Yeah, when would they have time to make the nest?
Yeah, like while you're driving, are they nesting? Hold on, Willie!
These are the greatest nest builders of all time.
So something's not adding up here. There's something
they just were really quick. They were really quick.
I was talking about my mom, who's. I'm hoping we'll get the vaccine. Have any of your parents, anybody got the vaccine or in line for the vaccine?
My dad's doctor called him this week and they told him that.
That's progress.
He said he should be getting it in the next month, I think.
Then what's he going to do? Is he going to go into your doctor and he's going to get that way?
I think he's going to go into the doctor, yeah.
Okay.
I have not heard anything about the other way.
Well, I guess
line up at a mass clinic or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
A friend of mine,
I thought maybe they mail it to you.
His parents signed up like yesterday and they got it done yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Where were they?
They were in York region.
Wow. It's where Jimmy is, York region. But I'm not 80, unfortunately, but getting close.
If you could, would you bypass the line? Would you push the elderly out of the way? If it meant
a light shove, not to the ground,
not full Costanza.
I'll wait my turn. I'm not too worried. I just want to get everybody vaccinated. I'm not concerned about myself. Our friend Aaron Karolnik retweeted a guy, I guess a politician in Carolina, saying, if you smoke or have previously smoked at least 100 cigarettes, you will qualify for a COVID-19 vaccine in North Carolina starting March 24th.
Isn't that the tobacco belt?
It is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That might be a marketing program.
Yeah, would you
get a bunch of new smokers, 100
straight? Yeah, would you smoke 100 in a row just to get the vaccine?
I would smoke for 6 months if it meant I could get the vaccine.
Have any of you guys ever smoked?
Yes, yeah, I did.
I have.
Smoked cigarettes for a period of time?
Yeah.
For about 4 weeks. And then my sister caught me and then I stopped.
How old were you?
18.
That's right. It
wasn't a smart decision. I mean, cancer does run through my blood veins.
Yeah. So not the best.
It wasn't the best decision, but I only did it for a short period of time.
I smoked.
I do love it though. It tasted.
You enjoyed it?
Oh, I love smoking.
What a feeling. I'm as happy as a smoker taking that first puff in the morning.
It tastes amazing.
What about you, Stock?
It tastes amazing.
I did for a couple of years, but not like heavy smoking.
It tastes like garbage.
Mm. Oh, you know, it's the coolest thing when you're doing this and talk. Yeah, I love everything about smoking, but it's bad for you, so I don't do it. Unlike
Dave
all the other
Shaw,
bad things I do.
Dave Shaw, my Jamaican buddy, and I, we went to a Halloween party as Crockett and Tubbs.
Okay.
In the heat of Miami Vice. And
who did you play?
I was Crockett. There's no blackface pictures of me out there. I know you're digging for that.
I'm like, ooh. Lester missed this part.
I'm sorry.
Let's just move on. Let's just move along.
That timing was perfect.
But I smoked a pack that night because I remember going to Joe's Grocetteria in Blackburn Hamlet and asking for the lightest cigarette. So I got like Player's Extra Light. Lester's now gone.
He got offended. He was so upset.
So upset by that.
He doesn't believe you, Jimmy. He doesn't believe you.
You were Tubbs, weren't you, Jimmy? You were Tubbs. I was Crockett. But yeah, I smoked. I did feel cool that night because we're at a basement party and I'm in a white suit with a pink t-shirt. We're smoking cigarettes and shades in the corner, thinking I was
cool.
The coolest guy on the planet. So,
No. Here he comes.
But anyway, I got the blackface off and went home just in time.
Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, it's okay. No problem.
I look forward to seeing this. Sorry about that. I had no idea what happened.
It's okay, buddy. You didn't miss anything whatsoever.
No,
we were just talking about getting vaccines. if you smoke.
I heard all that. So,
huge week for Puffy. Our friend Nick at TaylorMade. I'd mentioned this before. It's happening Friday. Puffy's going
for
his TaylorMade fitting.
You guys
have to commit a little more to golf and we'll try to get you next year, but I didn't even ask.
We don't have fitted clubs. How are we supposed to commit?
Exactly.
Bullshit.
You can't get the fitted clubs before you actually play any golf. But Puffy has about 35-year-old clubs.
Yes.
Like I think they're that basically what Sam Snead and Ben Hogan used in the 40s. And he's going in tailor-made, and he's going to be – Poffy's going to be a force to reckon with this year, I think.
The thing I'm worried about is that, like, when they put the stuff on me for to do my swing, I'm I'm going to be very nervous. And when I get nervous, my hands get a little bit sweaty. And I'm worried that I'm going to swing and the club is going to go flying through the golf simulator and destroy everything in the room. Would that be a faux pas?
That'd be a bad look for
my chances.
Might hurt Jimmy's future chances of clubs.
I might go double glove. The non-traditional double glove.
You'll be fine. Look, you're only in there with one guy.
Okay.
And he's the guy who, and he doesn't care. They've seen 50 handicappers and two handicappers, and they don't care. They're just trying to find the thing that fits best for you. Am I looking the wrong place? Because I think I just realized my iPad is, the camera's here, isn't it?
What'd you do?
Now am I looking in the right place? That feels better.
It didn't look bad before. I had a problem before.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so very excited. Thank you to Nick and our friends at TaylorMade.
Yes.
We'll give you a full report next week on,
right,
on Puffy's on Puffy's fitting.
But Nick, your hand. Thanks, Nick.
I'll be breaking 80 in no time.
One other Puffy update, and I think, Stoff, you had this inside the...
There's a couple people wanting a piece of Puffy this week.
Yeah, and for good reason.
I'm lovable.
Well, Puffy, let's go through the two things. One of them, Puffy broke the news last week that Tom Cruise was on TikTok. It was awesome. He was very excited about that. Mm-hmm. Puffy, that's not Tom Cruise. It's artificial intelligence. It's a deep fake.
What do you mean?
It's a deep fake.
It reminds me, I was once in Russia, I ran into Gorbachev. He said,
"You know, Mr. Movie Star, are you nervous?"
I said, "No, Mr. Gorbachev, I'm not nervous, I don't."
He goes, "Well, remember how much a polar bear weighs."
I said, "Polar bear?"
He said, "Enough to break the ice."
No, there's no way. That was Tom Cruise.
It's unbelievable. Some guy by the name of Chris Oom, a visual effects specialist from Belgium, used manipulation, artificial intelligence technology to create those videos with Tom Cruise's.
Like the one he's golfing?
"What's up, TikTok? You guys cool if I play some sports? I love it. More for the audio experience. As much as the momentum. Hey, listen up, sports and TikTok fans. If you like what you're seeing, just wait till what's coming next."
Yeah, that's artificial intelligence. This is where the world is right now. We're all screwed.
Puffy, that's what you're going to need on Friday.
Yes, you know what I mean? True. See what I'm telling you? You know what I mean? Like, that's scary, man. Like, holy smokes. Nobody understands what's going on in the world. You know,
they're pretty damn good. I mean, I looked at him and I felt like there was something off slightly, like it was Tom Cruise being Tom Cruise too much, but they're unreal.
Have you guys heard any of the voice synthesis ones? Like the videos they'll have basically like Notorious B.I.G., Tupac, or someone that's passed away, just like reading a verse from the Bible or something, and it sounds exactly like them.
"And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness."
Wow. Chill. There's some cool stuff.
Might last be over night. For you, though.
What if this is even me right now?
Exactly. Ooh. How do we know it's even you?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he doesn't even have the eye patch.
Stoff has been generating me now for the last 2 months. I'm in Turks.
Hold on a second, Jimmy. That could be the future.
Good point. Wait by you. Yeah, so that's crazy ass stuff. If you haven't seen these Tom Cruise videos, just Google them, because I just can't believe people can do this right now.
In fairness to me, I mean, it did look like Tom Cruise. I wasn't really setting people.
Who called him out? Who called him out? Stop.
Jamie Mason, the guy who actually won the golf club, the wedge.
Right.
For his wonderful depiction of Bob Weeks.
So he called out
out Puffy for his I believe you said the Marvel directors were the Russo brothers.
I said the Russo brothers. Yeah, okay. I said the Razzo brothers. Yeah.
So it's Russo. Yeah. It's how it's pronounced. They're a big deal in the movie scene for Marvel fans.
Yeah, this could be a major controversy
for getting it wrong. Careful. Watch your back for a bit.
Oh, I'm really scared of Marvel Nation. I will make a prop bet on this, that the Razzo brothers will have more Netflix views on original film and an original film in 2021 than the Russo brothers.
That's impossible.
100%
you can't beat superhero movies.
What do you know about the Russo brothers?
I don't think they're doing a superhero movie, but they did release a critically panned film the other day.
Panned means bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is good, because they're going to be bad, and my buddies are going to outshine them this year.
Okay. And your buddies?
Yeah, they have a movie coming out.
And there's a character in that film.
I believe there's a character in that film. Now, this could always be subject to change. But there will be a Sean Cameron in the feature film Awake coming to Netflix in 2021.
So is this to make up for them cutting you out of all their other films?
I believe so.
Do you know who's going to be playing you?
I'm assuming an incredibly attractive male.
That's a given.
I think it's
it's too bad Dustin passed a couple
like
weeks
Scott's,
ago.
Maybe it's Scott Speedman or someone, one of those types.
Scott Speedman. It's back to Scott Speedman. I like it.
Hey, if you got Scott Speedman in your movie, you know it's going to make a couple hundred thousand.
Awake will outshine the Russo brothers in 2021.
Yeah,
I'll say this. What's that show, American something, that had Scott Speedman?
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
That had Scott Speedman, but then he got bonked at the end of the first year. Oh, shoot.
Felicity?
That was a spoiler alert. No, the one with... it's about a bunch of like surfer robbers in L.A.
Oh, I know what it's called. Yeah.
In Orange County. What's it called?
Hold on. I didn't finish season one yet.
The title's not going to spoil it.
That's the one where they're like the robbers, right?
I was trying to give Scott Speedman a plug because I enjoyed him in the show.
See, I started at season two. No wonder.
Come on.
I didn't even know he was in the series.
Sorry. You know, if you're watching, don't watch this on YouTube because I just gave it away. But if you're listening, I didn't give it away as much.
No, what's that one called? What was it called?
American something. Jungle. No, Jungle.
Oh, yeah. Jungle.
American Jungle of the Jungle.
Jungle George.
It was based on an Australian film.
Oh, yes.
Jungle.
There's YouTube.
Welcome to the YouTube. California Jungle. Jungle. You got to play your little music here, stuff. Lester just wants to leave.
No, I'm here. I'm
Jungle Land. Talking about Jungle Land.
Was it Animal Kingdom?
Animal Kingdom.
Was that it?
Ding, ding.
Oh, yes. My.
Oh, yes. My God.
Animal Kingdom. There it is.
Wow. Jungle. We were close. Puffy.
Close. Very close. Very close.
Animal Kingdom. Damn. Main role, but only to 2018.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Something bad happens. How about Lady Gaga's Bulldogs?
Oh, shocking video.
Can you imagine if Jimmy was out walking the dogs or Karen?
Yeah, Karen.
Would Karen put up a fight to save Hugo? Look at this. Would Karen get shot? Would Karen take a bullet for Jimmy's dogs?
I think Karen would take a bullet. The question would be, would Karen get a tip from Jimmy afterwards?
That's real.
Those or dogs will return, though.
Maybe you should get her a vest to walk them in.
Yeah, it's true.
The dogs first were returned, though, right?
Were they?
So okay. There was three dogs. One they didn't take. First of all, that guy, that's pretty amazing that he put up a fight because they are dogs. As much as I love my dogs, if a guy's going to put a gun at me, that's a tough one. And they're not even his dogs. He's just walking them for gaga. So he puts up a fight. He gets shot. Thankfully, he's okay. The other two dogs were found by a woman tied to a pole, like somewhere in LA.
Oh.
And so they were returned. They're still investigating, though. So I don't know, like, there's a $500,000 reward. So does this woman, I'm going to guess this woman just happened to drive by, see the dogs, and say, put two and two together.
Do you think that this was, they were, because there's been thefts of those particular dogs in that area. So this wasn't targeted as a Lady Gaga thing. Do you think they realized whose dogs they took and then they just left them somewhere else?
I think that's what happened.
I think this was, they bit off, bit off more than they could chew on this one.
In fairness, though, should it then just all go away? Because they did return the dogs.
Yeah.
Well, no, they shot somebody.
Minus shooting a human being.
Yeah.
But in the end, Lady Gaga's got her back.
There is a lot of dog theft. It's like this new thing, and people will like call you in an ad, you know, for a French bulldog, and particularly French bulldogs, because I don't know, they're a trendy dog. And, you know, oh, I want to buy your French bulldog puppy. Meet me here. And then pull a gun, take the dog.
No. What's going on then? What's going on in this world?
Now, Jimmy,
you can't just go to the pound and stealing, get a dog?
Like, yeah, you can't. Stealing dogs is the, like, literally.
Seriously.
That's the worst low, thing. Now,
but, Jimmy, what happens if you find out that your dogs were stolen?
What? So what am I going to do? Put, like, okay.
Let's say you find out your dogs are stolen.
Well, I can't put up 500 G's there, Pop. No. But maybe.
No. Like the dogs that you have, someone stole them and then sold them to you.
When they were puppies, he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah, they're hot. Those dogs are hot.
I can't return those dogs.
So you're saying they're hot dogs? What are you saying?
You're fine with them. You're fine with it. You like being on the other end of the thieving ring. Oh my
God. Well, it's like those movies where the kid goes, you know, they steal the baby. And so now the baby's like 15 and has been raised, and the mom was quite loving, even though she stole the baby. Do you give the baby back to the original mom? It's a tough one.
Not really, James. It's the woman.
You probably put the woman who stole the baby in prison.
That's what you
best interest the
less
of the
can
child.
Resolve itself.
Well, so there's a movie called
Everyone's going to be stealing babies.
Yeah, everyone's going to be stealing them.
I saw a movie with Michelle Pfeiffer called The Deep End of the Ocean, where she got her son stolen when he was 4. And this other lady raised him, and then they got her back. I think the lady was dead. So now the kid was living with the husband who didn't know that the wife had stole the baby. I don't know where he thought she got the baby from. Yeah. Maybe she faked the pregnancy. And the son kept wanting to go back to his dad, as the dad raised him. He didn't want to live with these strangers that he didn't even recognize. But in the end, Michelle Pfeiffer won him that. And that's our deep dive into the deep end of the ocean today. Hey, you're really causing problems. I'm trying to do a podcast.
Sounds almost as good as Greenland.
I'll put him up for kidnapping. I'll fake his kidnapping.
That could be big for the pod.
Yeah, that's the thing is, though, it would be awkward for Jimmy when he only put up a small amount of money as a reward.
Oh, my God. You could offer a bag.
For $200 for Hugo's safe return.
No questions asked.
You know those Dateline episodes, you know, where the father and mother hold the news conference and they're crying and you're like, yeah, but did he really do it? That would be me up there. So could I pull it off? Let's try it right now.
Okay.
Thank you everyone for coming today. I never thought I'd ever be in a situation like this, but my dog Hugo has been kidnapped. He was out for a walk with Karen and somebody took him. And I'm offering you $25 to bring my Hugo back.
And a free memo.
I think if you didn't smile there, I might believe you.
I like that you got the beauties books in the shot.
Yeah, yes. Good.
Very nice.
Good promo.
Always opportunity for promotion. I have been throwing this ball the entire damn podcast. All right, let's get to all stuff in here. What do we call it? What do we call your stuff? Oh, I was supposed to promote stuff. Free Gold Bar Thursdays.
Off the top.
I
love gold.
Oh yeah.
How do we do that?
The live YouTube.
Oh,
premieres. Yes. Every week Stoff does a live premiere of the podcast on our YouTube channel. And the numbers have been popping through the roof.
Yes.
They were what, double, triple this week, Stoff?
Oh, it was insane. We're turning people away.
Puffy and Lester both made special guest appearances on the chat.
That's right.
And Stoff is saying, if you join the Thursday 6 p.m. Eastern premiere, you join the chat, you get a free gold bar. Boom.
Boom. Huge.
It's worth
and
it.
Puffy and Lester and I took advantage of that this week.
Yep, we did. We all got our free gold bars.
Wait a second. Talk about offense.
Jimmy, you guys can't get working.
You guys can't get gold bars. Only this.
What do you mean we can't get gold bars?
Well, because I'm in competition with you.
Yeah, but why didn't you show up?
Why didn't you show up on the chat? Show up on the chat. You get your gold bar.
Yeah,
I was on television, Lester.
I was working
to the nation and tell them about the Sens PK. All right, I have important jobs. Let's talk about Tim Stützle. All right?
Stützle. Umlaut. Looks good, actually. Looks good.
Umlaut.
He's going to be really good.
Maybe we should do a Tim Stützle prop this weekend. Are they playing on Saturday? Tim Stützle has assisted four straight games.
Really?
Tim Stützle gets a point. Boom. Does he or not?
I don't know if they're playing.
Let's have a look here.
Maybe a Drake Batherson. I don't think they play Saturday.
I think it's the other six teams, though. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we did that bet, he'd get hurt for sure between now and then.
I would stay away from the player props.
Well, should we get into that fiasco right now?
Wherever you'd like to.
All right. Let's go to Puffy's props.
Brought to you by BetSafe.net.
So, controversy, not just out in the real world with our listeners, but controversy within the group. Mm-hmm. When Austin Matthews, it became clear he could not play Saturday, one of our prop bets was Austin Matthews and Connor McDavid both scoring, to which we gave 5-1 odds. So, a lot of people were excited about the possibilities. I believe all four of us took it. Took yes.
I took yes. Yes, I believe so. I did.
And then
I did.
Everyone took yes. Yes.
And then Austin Matthews gets hurt, and Puffy and I were both pushing for an avoided prop. Stoff was saying no. Stoff said no.
As the common sense voice and the unbiased.
This is not completely
Vegas. Unbiased.
Sorry, I also agree it should be voided. How are you gonna?
No.
There you go. That's why you don't get the voice.
Yeah.
You're being biased to your own pick.
Yeah.
I'm not being biased. I'm just saying if I bet you that so-and-so, like I understand if he doesn't get a point where he gets hurt in the game, that's fine.
Okay, but Lester, did they both score?
How can you have
Austin, of course you can Austin have, because that's the bet. If they both score, if one of them doesn't end up playing, they did not score.
I think that's a void bet. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. I'm not the gambler as you guys are. But to me, if you can't you can't have that bet if they're not both playing. Like, I'm sorry.
Well, then perhaps we shouldn't have that prop in the first place. But
well, that's fine.
Somebody suggested it. by the way, for people watching on YouTube, Stoff, if you stay right like that, you actually look like a mosquito.
With the wings coming out.
Yeah, the two wings sticking out of this thing. Or a fly. I kind of was with Lester. I know in gambling that's not the way, but when McDavid didn't score, well, then if you McDavid scored, then we could have made a case for that, Lester. But when McDavid didn't score, then I say we all lost.
You can't get a free save for Matthews not playing.
Yeah.
So we all lost.
All right, fine. Look, I mean, I still would argue that maybe if Matthews was there, McDavid would have been more motivated, perhaps. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Well,
that's
bet
true.
On how motivated each player would be.
Well, look, is that look?
Got a score.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If those two players aren't in the game, then how can
I know? But Lester, when you're betting, let's say we're betting if Jimmy or Puffy are going to win in a race, mm-hmm. and then one of them doesn't show up to the race.
Boy did bet.
No, Jimmy wins. He runs it.
No, you coward.
If someone doesn't show up to the event.
If you bet on Jimmy, where's that from?
Hold on a second. So
if you bet on Jimmy to win and he wins.
He's a chicken.
If you bet on Jimmy to win and he wins the race, how can you void the bet?
Oh, because no, but Puffy wasn't there. It was to beat Puffy.
I know, but
Puffy,
let's say there's six people there.
If there's six people, then it would be
sure. It's a race.
It would be a race. It
doesn't matter how many people.
Oh, okay,
Lester, I'm with you, man.
I don't understand.
I know you want your gold bars back.
Will the GBL ever recover from this?
It's
over.
It could be the end of the GBL.
It's over.
It's not about my gold bars. It's about the principle of the issue.
Yeah, no, being fair to Lester, you have to be fair to the people who won the prop. That's what you have to think about. There's people who wouldn't score.
No. What I'm saying, I'm not saying that you.
Are you saying the bookie should pay out to everybody?
No, I'm just saying it's void. It just doesn't count.
No, if you bet on them not to score, the bet's void.
That's not fair to the either people. Way.
Well, exactly. How's that fair?
Well, what I'm saying is everybody just you, if you bet gold bar, two gold bars for or against, you keep what
you're doing. No, I know, but if you bet that they wouldn't score and you won, you're stripping them of their winnings.
Yeah.
But that half of the world is not fair to them because they're like, hey, they said.
Okay. Well, look, what I'm saying is, okay. Look, I mean, again, look, obviously I'm in the, and I'm, you know, you guys are all against me in this one. So what more can I say? And you notice I didn't say in the minority.
You were going to say in the minority. You're going to say that. I'm like, well, Lester.
I'm sort of with you, but I understand where Scott is coming from. So, you know,
that's fine.
I have to be fair to everybody.
Yeah.
I just think Stoff, it was a dumb prop that Stoff made anyway. So
I do recall saying we shouldn't do two props in 1 week.
So the standings in Arlo, Stoff has six. That counts here.
I have updated them since I sent them to you because I did not include our three free gold bars.
Oh, nice.
So I actually have seven now. James still has six.
Yeah. Did I win the soccer bet? Okay, did Porto win that game or I didn't even check.
Porto tied. They tied. So it was Porto and the tie. So you lost.
So I won that.
Yeah, Puffy, you won that. So Puffy, you have four bars now.
Oh, so I haven't even borrowed any yet?
Oh no, you bankrupted last week. Yeah,
I did.
So Puffy's minus, he's really minus.
So
one.
Lester's the only person who has his original bar still.
Wow.
So Lester's really in first place.
Yes.
100%. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But he still buried you in third on the sheet.
Well, you were third because he had five. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but these are all fake five. We're really at one and
then
minus
we shouldn't
two.
Be allowed to buy back in.
Hey.
No.
Don't try to kill the league here. Okay. So Chewy Louie continues to lead with 38. Brick Driveway or Black Pavement, he's at 34.
These people are amazing.
Ho's got his own sound effect now.
I mean, Ho.
Lester did Stoff did a fantastic job producing the last podcast. I don't often listen, but I had a little time last night. Fantastic job. The little end of Lost in Translation additions that he put in there, what we were whispering in
that was good.
Bill Murray was whispering in Scarlett Johansson's ear. I'm slowly going senile. I make so many when I don't like listening to the pod because I make so many mistakes. I had the Bill Murray as George Clooney thing last week. I also was talking about I was talking about my football exploits, and I said that I got a 15-minute penalty.
Yes,
Ron Swartzman, like that was embarrassing too.
Well, that's Canadian football.
Yeah. I just can't talk anymore. I save it for the 3 hours that I talk on TV. I focus during the week, and then the rest of the week, I'm just mush.
My brain is true. Mush. When you walk off the set after a Sens game, you claps. It's like it all
I fall into Puffy's arms.
I just hold him for like 20 minutes.
There was another controversy. A Greg Lockhart changed his pick before the deadline, but tried putting more gold bars on it.
Yes.
Hence, Stoff counted his original wager with the pick. Well done. Yeah. Well done, Stoff.
So Greg is up to 33 bars, so that's good. But if we counted it the way he wanted it, he would have been at 40 with the lead. But
wow.
Right. Yeah. So let's do our props for this.
Sorry,
week.
We do have one more. We do have to address the person with the lifetime ban.
I just ran into him, actually. He's begging to be allowed back in.
All right. So Lyndon77 issued a heartfelt apology.
He did.
But then again broke the rules by entering his picks late, well after the soccer game began. Oh. And also, he only wagered on two props. So what shall we do with this troublemaker?
This guy's a joke. Buffy, he's
trying his best. He's trying his best.
Have I met Lyndon?
We'll figure something out.
I don't know if you've met Lyndon. No, I don't think you've met Lyndon yet.
Is he one of the Razzo brothers?
No. Lyndon's one of he's from my hockey dad family.
Your only friends I know are the Razzo brothers and Hope. Yep.
No, you know Brandimir.
Oh, Brandimir. I do know Brandimir. He's a legend. Chicago Brandimir.
Chicago Brandimir.
Trips to Chicago are always more exciting with Brandimir around.
Oh, yeah.
Stoff and Lester have no idea what we're talking about.
No. Must be a golf fitting thing.
Yeah.
okay, so we will give him one more chance this week.
Stoff will make the final judgment. Smart enough.
He needs to have all his picks in on time.
Okay.
Can't be cheating. And we'll allow him. This is the last chance. All right. Three strikes, you're out rule.
Yep. And just a quick update on the first up showdown in the GBL. Total reversal of roles there, as AK now has taken the lead 16-10 over Carlo Kuliakovo. Really excited to see what happens next week.
So this week, what do we got? Did anybody come up with anything?
We thought we had talked about it.
Yeah, we had two at least.
Yeah.
We figured we let you come up with another wacky prop.
What about the NBA All-Star game? Would you do anything for that?
I mean, one
gambling on All-Star games is pretty low.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Well, I just thought you could do something with the slam dunk contest. You know, do they use a prop?
But
there are mascot involved.
We'll have no idea if they do. No one's watching it.
Good point by you. Okay, fine. Let's do obscure stuff. I like this idea about doing a NCAA basketball game or a soccer game or something like that.
We got Duke and North Carolina this weekend. So that's
can we get a Clemson? What about a Clemson NCAA soccer game?
I don't think it's season to play. I don't think they're in season right now.
Oh,
all right. You would know, Jimmy, as an alum.
Yes. So Duke UNC basketball, they're playing this weekend?
Yes.
Are they close, though? Like, are they close in the standings?
They're close.
Yeah, and they're both bad.
Yeah, exactly. They're both not doing too well this year. They're kind of middle of the pack in their conference. Where's
the game? Yeah, where's the game?
The game is
in North Carolina.
Yes.
The state.
Okay.
Now, so, I believe it is at North Carolina.
Are there fans allowed there?
The States, it's probably a packed house.
That's probably everyone's
as long as you're smoking cigarettes, you're fine.
Allowed or not, it doesn't matter.
Jays Philly spring training.
Yes.
I think that's a good bet.
Yes,
that is a good
bet. You have no idea what's going to happen. I love betting spring training.
Yes.
All right.
And then the third, what's the third one going to be? Is it
Do an NBA. Let's do LeBron over under. LeBron doesn't even want to be in this All-Star game. Okay. Over under 20 points, 25.
Yeah.
What are you? 20. Are you Puffy? You're the gambler. You and Stoff.
Probably 20.
Summer's Eve.
But there's 20? A lot of points.
Well, they shoot like a they get like 190.
Yeah, they
points.
Get a lot of points.
How about 25?
Sure.
All right, 25.
25 and a half.
25 and a half. Yeah. So there's no ties.
25 and a half. So
now let's be very clear. If LeBron pulls out of the game and you took the under, you win. If
yes.
you took the over, you lose.
Correct.
All right. Fine.
If he does not play.
If it's up front, like this.
Should you get more on the over? Should you get
the prop
should have
been better
over?
Last week? I admit.
Should we get two gold bars on the over
still love
for LeBron?
No, I don't. Then the number has to be higher if you want to give 2-1 odds.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. No, just... That's fine. I am okay. I'm going to go. And then Jays Phillies, the Saturday Jays Phillies game. It's not split squad, is it?
Oh, that'd be better if it was.
That'd be horrible.
I know. It's, we know whatever
I only saw one on the schedule. So.
And what about a rain out?
There's no rain.
Void bet. Void bet. Ooh.
Or does everyone lose their bars in the rain?
Yeah.
And North Carolina, North Carolina Duke basketball. Okay, yeah. So I'll go first. I have one real goal bar and six pretend goal bars, sort of thing. I'm going to go LeBron. Didn't want this All-Star game to happen. I'm going to go under for LeBron, and I'm going to go two goal bars under. I'm going to take the Jays, one goal bar. And I'm going to take North Carolina. Screw you, Duke. One goal bar. It's hard to make up ground, though, when you're... Well, North Carolina, two goal bars. Got to start making up some ground here.
Okay, we're losing it all again.
I will say, James, last time you changed the pick, it wasn't a wise decision.
Oh, where did I change from? North Carolina to one to two goal bars? Yeah, you're right. Go. All right, I'll stay with two. Two goal bars, LeBron under. Two goal bars, North Carolina. One goal bar on the Jays.
I love gold.
Do you guys want a preview of insider trading?
Sure.
Which I'm doing as soon as we hang up this call in 10 minutes. Darren is going to talk about, this is a little insight for the viewers you don't get anywhere else.
This is how it happens.
Somebody sends me an email and they tell me what the insiders are going to talk about. I put together the questions and off you go. You got an insider trading segment. Darren Drager, he would like to talk about the Leafs likely to add a forward to their lineup at the deadline. Dubas wants a little depth forward. Frank Saravalli, looks like Alex Goligoski is on the move.
Ooh.
The Coyotes. Pierre LeBrun, he usually takes about a minute and 45 and there's no time left for anybody else. He's talking about the Blue Jackets giving a vote of confidence to John Tortorella. All this will be old news by the time you watch it. Mm. Frank chiming on the story of Tony D'Angelo and still trying to find a team that he's made multiple mistakes and we'll see if somebody takes a chance on him. And Pierre Dougie Hamilton, contract talks stall. He's supposed to go to the UFA market July 28th.
Ooh.
And that's about it for now on Insider Trading. There you
that
go.
Sounds like
3 days
like
old by the time you listen to it. Okay, good sorry. Lester, your choices for these three games.
Okay, I'm going to take LeBron under one goal bar. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the Jays to win one goal bar and Carolina to win two goal bars.
Oh, you got kind of the same as me, all the same choices as me.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope.
Like Crockett and Tubbs.
Yes, exactly. Miami Vice for those people that might not know the reference.
Or just what we're talking about earlier in the
when
podcast.
You were here. Puppy?
I'm going to also go with you guys on these bets. And I'm going two gold bars on LeBron under, one on Jays, and one on UNC.
So everyone's doing the same picks. Pretty much, because I'm going to go under one gold bar. Jays, I'm going to go two gold bars. Ooh. I got a good feeling about this one.
Yeah.
And four, our feature game,
wow.
North Carolina.
Wow.
So we're all on bars. This.
We all took the two same thing. Bars. That's not.
Yeah, but there's different.
If the Quizmaster was hosting this, he would not put up with that BS. Well, he would be like, we have to have contrary stuff makes for better podcasting.
But now we're different like a craps table. We're all riding high. We're all in this together.
I like that.
Send in your picks. Remember to watch.
Will our listeners with us or do they think we're dumb?
Yeah, now we should think we're dumb. We've been terrible at this.
We have a few minutes left here. Things that I saw on Twitter.
Freaky pigs, strange chicks, world affairs, polar bears, fake news, nice shoes, big boobs, jack dudes. All of these things and more as I sat on the shitter. Things that I saw on Twitter.
All right, so first we'll go to a professional frisbee golf player, Frolf, as some refer to it.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman just inked a $10 million endorsement deal.
For how's that frisbee possible? Golf.
Well, okay, now I read the story because I researched as a professional. It is $1 million over 10. It's remember when Steve Young signed the $40 million contract with the USFL or whatever it was?
Yeah, so this guy makes $1 million a year.
Yeah, guaranteed. It was like $1 million a year for 40 years. That's pretty good for Frisbee golf. Yeah. I watched the video. This guy is unbelievable at Frisbee golf. Like he's basically the Bryson DeChambeau. He takes the Frisbee and chucks it 200 yards over the trees.
You got to be like better than anyone at anything to be making $10 million bucks playing Frisbee golf.
Oh, 100%.
Like you got like this isn't just being the best at like something people do. Like this is crazy talk. Like, well, how are they getting this money back? Who's paying them this cash?
Frisbee golf's on. Like they show it on Golf Channel. They show it on ESPN. I think it's in the Olympics.
Have you guys seen the scores in these things, though? They're extremely low. Like, the leader in one of them I saw was minus 45, minus 36.
Yeah, they make it like a par five, and they're getting albatrosses. They're too good at it. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They
boomerang these frisbees. Have you guys ever seen a frisbee golf course?
I have, yeah.
Yeah? No, I've seen one up in Halliburton, Ontario, actually, at a park. Yeah. They have a bunch of the chain things.
Why don't we do a frisbee golf tournament when we get to the spring?
Ooh, the rubber boots. The
first thing, rubber boots.
Rubber boots invitational.
We can bring out all our listeners and
RBI.
But that'd be
fly them all in.
It'll be, you know, we'll have six foursomes and we'll be good to go.
You shooting the Pepsi commercial over there, Jimmy, or what?
I'm just getting dressed. Yeah, it's the I saw same that dress shirt. Live on the podcast.
The giant cola.
Okay, girl confronts stalker.
Remember that.
This video now. Okay, play it now.
Leave me alone. Why do you keep following me? It's honestly so creepy, and I'm going to call the cops.
Okay? Man, no.
Because you guys aren't leaving me alone, and that's why women can't go out in the world by themselves, because of guys like you.
What?
Okay, so stop following me.
You have... Oh, like, I don't know if you have like a gas problem. You have a thing hanging out of your car.
What are you talking about?
There's literally a gas hose hanging out of your car. No one's being creeped. Oh. No, thank you. I guess.
Thank you,
man. There's the thank you. That's. She's what? She's taking it with her.
Oh, she doesn't have
the hose. Make sure to get all of it. Wow, dude.
Yikes.
They didn't even close the gas cap.
She's out of here.
So this was these girl thought that these guys were following her. So she came out and challenged them. And they were trying to tell her that she'd gone to the gas station and left the pump in and she'd ripped the thing off. Fake, maybe.
People are saying fake. I bought it. I loved it.
I bought it too. But I guess if you think about it, she does have to walk past the hose to get to them sitting in the car.
But if you were scared and you really thought these guys are,
you're amped up. But my thing is, why couldn't she just ask them, like, why are you following me before launching into the whole tirade? Because maybe there is a good reason. And there clearly was.
Look, now,
did you guys know pumps did that as a safety feature? That the
part
of the pump will rip off and nothing will leak? Yeah, apparently
I didn't know that because I've never driven away with the pump of my car before.
Shocking. I guess they got to idiot-proof some things, but hey.
I've driven away without paying before.
Oh, yeah, on purpose. And then you put your real plates back on.
No, when I was, when I first had my driver's license, one of my scarier moments, the phone rang. My dad answered the phone and said, yes. And it was the gas station because it was the police officer at the gas station because I completely forgot to pay. Wasn't like a on purpose thing. My dad was not very happy.
You know what they call you in some parts of Scarborough? Yeah, a damn thief.
I think that's fair.
Accurate.
And there was a locust. Staff had a locust update for us. Kenya battling some of the worst locusts in decades. This, of course, from when I was in Ethiopia last year and my fear of the locusts.
Yes.
And what's going on here? It's bad. It's bad,
but they're turning into a positive because the bug picture is a project that works with communities in central India to harvest the insects, mill them, turning them into protein-rich animal feed and organic fertilizer for farms.
Well, feed.
The best part there, though, is Jimmy's now. You're looking like a real serious newsman.
I know.
And you're like, You're like, the locusts are coming in here. What's going on here? What's going on here? Yeah. Like, you're about to read the news and you have no idea what's going on. Way to kill it at your audition. Locust.
And Brockman Mullen.
What's going on here? This, with more, ear stuff.
It's just coming in. You know, we were supposed to do the Ferris Bueller's Day Off look back at that film this week, but I think A, I got to do insider trading now, and B, I wanted to watch it again. I wanted to watch it. We had homework last
Jimmy,
week. Greenland. Yeah.
If I could interrupt you there, it will be on AMC this Thursday.
Oh, perfect. What time?
There's the opportunity. It's during the day. I think it was like 3 o'clock or something. Because I was looking to see when it would be on TV again. So
well, let's try to watch. We'll try to watch Bueller.
Yeah, sure. I'll watch it together.
I'll
say this about that movie. My family loves this movie, but it's one scene in particular. Is when that principal comes around the corner and she kicks him in the face 3 times.
Yeah,
we all lose it. We just think that's the funniest thing ever. So
that guy is also brilliant. We were talking about the guy in the Breakfast Club. But,
hold on. Things didn't turn out well for him, though.
Oh, well, yeah. There were some issues.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
we'll give that a Google and resume next week.
Yeah. Underage stuff.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, awkward.
Not a good dude.
So next week we'll be reviewing Weird Science.
Hey, Kelly, let me leave you with this thought. I should probably save it to the next week's pod because it's a bigger issue. But this is kind of a special, very special episode of What You Watching.
What you watching? Just between you and me, what you streaming on your TV? Let me see. What you watching? Action, drama, comedy, what you're streaming on your TV.
I have started watching all shows with closed captioning on.
Really?
And it's not that I can't see. I started this with Top Boy. You guys, well, we did talk about Top Boy, did we not?
Yeah.
You Top Boy, I think Top Boy is closed captioned. Like, it's already closed captioned because you can't understand the England thing. It helps a lot. And then I find there was like Peaky Blinders, same thing. Mm-hmm. So I've started to leave it on all shows because I realize I miss a lot. And the closed captioning, is excellent because they even have what's being said in the background or they have what song is playing.
Yeah, stuff and you then, actually and, wouldn't hear in the scene.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I miss a lot of, I've realized I miss a lot of the dialogue. Mm-hmm. Like I watched Walking Dead the other night. We've talked about Walking Dead. I'm not a massive fan of Walking Dead, but I'm invested for 9 years, so I got to see this stupid thing through now. And I understood a lot more of what the hell was going on. Plus, it's interesting how they make the zombie sounds in closed caption. That kind of thing.
Good.
Anyway, does anyone else do this? Does anyone else close caption for everyone?
I started doing this at my parents' cottage. We have Netflix up there, and I guess my parents turned it on, and I never bothered to turn it off when we were up there. And then I guess experiencing it with you, they just noticing that you notice so much more stuff with that on. I started turning it on at home and stuff for, you know, streaming different, you know, it's not really great for sporting events and stuff like that, obviously, but for TV shows, movies. Yeah, I pretty much have it on standard now.
Really?
But I'll say one thing. The Amazon ones aren't as good because they come up a little too quickly and they spoil the scene for you. Like they're like almost, they're actually ahead of the audio. So
watch out, Jack Ryan. Yeah.
This was actually a long-winded way stop for me to let you know that we are going to start closed captioning the podcast. And that will be
We already do. You can turn closed captioning on YouTube. You did not know this?
Really?
100%. It's not very accurate, but
it's not very somebody's closed captioning the podcast. Someone is out there.
Well,
it's the AI Jimmy. Yeah, it's
like
the...
Trent. Yeah, like Trent.
Yeah,
Stoff and I use this thing called Trent on the Beauties podcast, and
nice.
Where it's basically Trent's interview story. But it's if this audio quality is not good, it's not as good. The audio quality is good. Mm-hmm. It's good. We've learned so much today.
Yeah. So much.
Yeah.
One thing before we go, I wanted to throw out there, what do you guys think of a March Madness bracket for us and our listeners worth 40 awesome. Gold bars for the winner?
Yes. Oh, yes.
100%.
So we'll get on that.
Sure.
Let's do that.
I love
it. How are the listeners going to fill it out and send it or whatever on Twitter?
I guess we'll set one up on Yahoo or something or whoever posts one. And
once again, your responsibility.
Just send out the link. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all. This is my setup if everybody wants to see it at home.
Oh, wow.
Lovely. Look at that. Look at that. That's fantastic.
Behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to keep the podcast going while we tape Insider Trade?
Hold on. Was that Karen tied up over there?
Who was supposed to see that egg?
That was one of the Portuguese cleaners got out of the basement.
Stop that. You guys are ruining my reputation. I've crafted my reputation for some 30 years.
You've ruined your reputation on your own. It has nothing to do with us.
Yeah, agreed.
Look, just because I decide to share with the listeners that I sat underneath my dad to shower, that's me sharing. That's what makes this podcast special. There's nothing creepy about it. Nothing. It just happened. All right. Those are moments I shared with my father. Exactly. See you next week.
Hey, how are ya? I got a question that I really wanna ask ya. Wait, don't hang up. I need to know, so I'm gonna try and push my luck. Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? Are they purple, yellow, green, or black or white? Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight? Do you like the dunk tank at the fair? Oh, I know it's a little strange. My obsession with your choice of footwear.
Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight?